Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul. I'm one of the pastors on staff at our Delaware campus and in the process of launching our Marion campus. Well, on this Tuesday Drivecast slot, we've been walking through the book of Daniel. And the reason for that is that I'm walking through the book of Daniel personally and really through the Old Testament. And I just so happen to be in Daniel. And so I've been bringing to you just a selection from my personal devotional time. And I hope you've enjoyed that. And really gotten to worship the Lord as a result, have your prayers directed by the Word of God. This morning, we're going to really finish out the book of Daniel and continue then on in the Old Testament next week. But at the end of Daniel, there's once again Daniel receiving visions and the explanation of those visions and really the explanation of the prophecies that he's been given from angelic beings. In this particular instance, it's a man clothed in linen, and there's a lot of different debate on who that is, but we can just feel confident in saying, you know what, it's an angelic being sent by God, a messenger from God, and again, there's some debate on that. I won't necessarily get into that, and what I do want to talk about, though, is that while there are clearly things told to Daniel very directly, there's also still a lack of understanding from Daniel. So the angelic beings say, hey, this is what's going to happen. And Daniel responds in verse 8 of chapter 12, I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, my Lord, what will the outcome of all of this be? And to me, that was just an initial encouragement of, you know what, I hear things, I read things. And while I read them and I know them, it doesn't necessarily mean I understand them. And I think we can experience that very much as we study the Bible. As we go through different experiences in life, you know, why do bad things happen? How can God be totally sovereign and yet I be accountable? There are questions that I think we ask that we shouldn't be afraid to ask, but also we shouldn't just sit necessarily in a state of questioning. We should really move from questioning to trust, if that makes sense, in these difficult, challenging issues. And I want to be careful how I say that, but I also want to be honest. I mean, there are things that I study in the Bible that I'm like, God, I don't know if I understand that. But what I do know is that I trust you and that you're good and you're faithful and you've revealed yourself to be faithful. And if you're ever asking, well, has God revealed himself to be faithful? Can I really trust him even if I don't understand everything? And always the answer to that is to look at the cross every single time, because at the cross is the greatest reality of God's trustworthiness in the person of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus out of the grave into life. That happened. That's a reality. Because that happened, we can still not understand certain things, but have full and complete and total confidence that God is good, God is faithful, God is who he says he is. So if you're one who's questioning and who's in a difficult position, look to the cross, look to the resurrection of Jesus, and you will find confidence in the goodness of God. So I wanted to say that off the start, but back to Daniel here. He says, I heard, but I did not understand. And this angelic being replies, go your way, Daniel, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. And then skipping down to verse 13, it says, as for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance. And so essentially, the angel is saying, look, Daniel, don't worry about it, but you're going to receive your inheritance. Like, go your own way, do your thing, in a sense. When I say your thing, I mean, do what God has intended you to do and be faithful in that. You're going to die and you are going to receive your inheritance, and you can be confident in that again because of Jesus. And so that's what I want to encourage us with. When we experience things that we don't understand, when we're reading the Bible and we're like, man, I don't get that. I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't know why that would happen. I don't know why God would do that or why God would allow that or whatever it may be. We need to remember what God has called us to do, to love him and to love others. That's essentially the summary of what our purpose and our function is here. And as we do that, he is glorified and we are satisfied. One of my favorite pastors and speakers, he says, we are most satisfied when he is most glorified. And so I think that glorifying God brings a peace and an ease into the questions we have, because as we glorify him, we become satisfied, and I think we become less concerned about the things that don't always make sense, because we know they make sense to God. We're finite, we're limited, we just don't get it. And we also get to look forward to the moment when we are resurrected, when we are in eternity with the Father, and everything is going to make sense. So all of that being said, what I want to do is lead us into a time of prayer, specifically toward the ability to, God, help me focus on the things that you've put before me. God, you've placed me in an intentional position in history. Of all time, God has chosen to create you. You are unique. He's chosen to place you in this unique context, in this unique setting, in this unique time for a purpose. That wasn't an accident. And so how do we make the most of that? How do we go our own way in the sense of how do we make the most of what God has given us? And then how do we just rest in the confidence and the hope that no matter what's going on in our circumstances, we have the opportunity to look forward to eternity with Christ, because Jesus walked out of the grave, you and I are freed from sin, forgiven of sin, because Jesus took that penalty of sin for us, and we get to walk out of the grave spiritually and physically. And so I just want to pray for us. I want to encourage you to pray after I pray. And I want to say thank you again for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your goodness to us, to give us your word. And this challenge I think we so often have, or at least I have, of reading and studying and seeing things and just like, God, I wish I could understand this, and I don't know what you're doing, but I trust you. And if anybody is listening to this and they feel like they're having difficulty with that transition to trust, God, I ask that you would remind them of the cross and the goodness of Jesus, that because Jesus really did walk out of the grave, we can trust you even when things in our life don't seem to align with that, or even when there are things that we read about you that we just struggle with. God, we trust that you're good because you sent Jesus. You so love the world, you sent your one and only Son. And Father, we want to thank you and praise you for that. So God, help us, lead us, help us do what you've called us to do, and help us be encouraged and reminded that one day we will be in eternity with you. Every tear will be wiped away. Everything will make sense. And we will be satisfied because you have been most glorified. Father, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Why don't you take time to pray now?